Two more. Look at verse 46. This is probably the most important. I'm just going to touch on it. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And what does Mary do? Mary starts quoting the scripture. In fact, Mary was so full of the Bible, and this is what Healy encouraged her. And he encouraged her somehow, and he facilitated, as I said at the beginning, for Mary to immerse herself in the Bible. And she was so full of the Bible that when her mouth opened up, what came out? Scripture. This prayer, starting in verse 46, down through the end of that prayer in 55, is a complete recounting of Old Testament verses. Let me ask you, how many Old Testament verses do you know? And how many of them come out of your mouth every time it opens? She was full of the Bible. Whatever you love, you're full of. And Mary immersed herself in the scripture, and Healy had facilitated that. He must have copied them or brought them home from the synagogue or something. And he got Mary exposed to that book on such a regular basis that Mary was so full of it that when her mouth opened up and she talked to God, she quotes the Bible. And then here's the last one. Mary never stopped growing. And let me get to the end here. And that's in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. And it says this, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." And I think that was a habit she had. Mary collected everything that God was doing and treasured them and let them all be little pieces that helped her grow closer to the Lord. Well, Mary was a beautiful woman because Healy encouraged her to listen to God, to humble herself before God and say yes to His grace, to surrender to His will, to experience God, to serve Him joyfully. This is because she was encouraged to immerse herself in the Scripture. And you know, Healy's work caused his daughter Mary to never stop growing spiritually. Now, I know it's all God's grace, but there's a great dad behind all that. And wherever you are, dad, brother, mother, father, doesn't matter, I hope we're encouraging those in our life to be like Mary was by the grace of God.